The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens. And all that kinds of shit. Visit OsborneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
It's confidence round week. That's right. Every episode this week will be a 10-question confidence round that I usually close my trivia nights out with. Let's see how many of these 10 questions you can get right today. This is Trivia with Buds. Be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and I am post-WrestleMania 35. That's right. It happened. We made history last night. If you were a wrestling fan, I don't know if we made history, but I guess the wrestlers made history by having the first ever women's main event in 35 years at WrestleMania. It's pretty sweet. It was cool to be a part of it, just watching it from home. I had six friends over. My friends Manny, Abe, Jeff, Kurt, and Alex. So five friends and me, but I count myself as my own friend. So that's how that goes. But we had a good time. We grilled, we chilled, we had beers, we did some wrestling entrance music bingo that I set up. So I made some wrestler bingo cards with their names on them, and then I played their entrance music in a random order, had the dabbers and everything that I use at my live bingo nights, and I gave away some cool prizes, including a Shinsuke Nakamura poster and a CM Punk loose figure from about 10 years ago, and a movie called Robo WrestleMania. It's like WWE meets the Jetsons. It was an animated movie, and that was the top prize. So pretty good time over at my house for some wrestling nerds, and we had a great time watching the show. It was a really fun show. There were some really great highlights. I would give it a nice solid 8 out of 10 in terms of WrestleMania as far as they go, and definitely better than some of the last few years, if you ask me. So that's how it went. Today is my brother Scott Buds' birthday down in the Clermont, Florida area. Happy birthday, Scott Buds, if you happen to be listening. And thanks so much for being my brother and getting me into wrestling at a young age. If you are ever like, why does this guy love wrestling so much? It's Scott Buds' fault for whooping my ass on a Saturday morning when my mom would go grocery shopping. And we would take over her room and turn it into like the Rosemont Horizon, if you remember that. It's now called the Allstate Arena in Chicago. And we just tear it up. And all of the bloody noses I've ever gotten in my life are at the hands of my brother Scott, the Scorpion Buds, as he likes me to call him every so often. And every so often I do for a joke, not for any sort of dominant reason. He's not better than me. He's not stronger than me. And the older we get, the more I can kind of catch him in the chin with a nice sweet chin music when he's not paying attention. So happy birthday, old man Scott Buds. This week's going to be kind of fun. I thought it would be interesting to do 5 confidence rounds in a row. Sometimes people write me and they go, hey, I like the episodes that are just totally random questions. So I thought I'd give you a nice little dose of that in this second week of April here. So we're going to do a different confidence round from the last couple months of my live trivia nights or so. I'll probably dive in a little bit deeper too into like 2018 and 17 to make sure I haven't done those questions on the podcast recently. So we'll be doing 10 random questions. If you're playing along at home, you can Write down your answers and then rank them 10 to 1, 10 being the most confident, 1 being the least confident. You have to use each number one time. So these rounds, when I do them at my live nights, I end the night with them, and they prove which team is the smartest if it's a close game. And they're out of 55 points. So you can kind of score yourself and see how many out of 55 you would get if you were playing live with me. If you want to play live with me, go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. There's tons of great links and sections to click on that take you to our live events. And last week was my most live events ever. I had 19 events with private parties and the live events. There were 17 public events and 2 private events, so that was pretty cool. And that's the most of anything I've ever done in any week. So pretty neat stuff there. And then this week, I think we're at 18. So it's another really busy week. And that's all thanks to listeners like you telling a friend, going, hey, this podcast is great. Hey, this trivia host is great. Hey, this is different than other trivia nights that I've been to. It's actually fun. And thank you so much for doing that. If you want to support this show in a review type way, you can leave an iTunes review. We're up to 109 of those. And you can also leave a Yelp review if you play live trivia with me. Yelp Trivia with Buds. Just Google that and leave me a nice Yelp review. That would be very cool of you. Also, if you are a Patreon of this show, Patreon subscriber over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, I just mailed all the rewards today, so you should definitely have them this week. Stuff like shirts, books, art, answer pads, magnets, postcards, stickers, all kinds of cool stuff coming your way, including people like Simon Time, who hosts trivia down in Florida, my friend Earl Clark in Arizona, my friend Alexis in Oklahoma. You guys be on the lookout for those packages. They should be coming very soon. And if you want to get in on all the cool rewards that I send all the supporters of this show every single month, again, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. We're going to be doing a raffle once a week. So last week we raffled off a pair of Shazam tickets, and Mona Bray won those. And she's at the lower end of the donation spectrum. So anybody can win these things. You don't have to donate a huge amount of money per month or anything. Anybody who is a patron of mine is kind of equal when it comes to these raffles that we're going to start doing every single week. So Mona, thank you so much for your support. And everybody else who's on Patreon, thank you for your support. And be on the lookout for what this week's item is. I will probably announce it on tomorrow's episode. So again, we'll just do like a spin of the wheel a certain amount of times, and whoever it ends on the time that we're looking for is going to win something very cool, something collectible, and I think I have something in mind that you will dig. All right. All the announcements are out of the way, and we're going to jump into this episode right now. It is all about totally random stuff. Let's see how many of these questions you can get out of 10. Here we go. All right, here we go, guys. Confidence round. The first one of this week and this episode, question number one. What MLB team, that means Major League Baseball, for all you non-sports fans out there. What MLB team plays their games at SunTrust Park? Number one, what MLB team plays their games at SunTrust Park? Question number two. Winning an Oscar for The Miracle Worker, Patty Duke offered what quick two-word speech? Number two, winning an Oscar for The Miracle Worker, Patty Duke offered what quick two-word speech? Question number three, Dionysus was known as the party god and the god of what beverage? Number three, Dionysus, D-I-O-N-Y-S-U-S, was known as the party god and the god of what beverage? Number three. Number four, Tom Stemberg founded what office supplies store? Number four, Tom Stemberg founded what office supplies store? Number four. Question number five, in 2018, Ewan McGregor played what grown-up A.A. Milne character? Number five, in 2018, Ewan McGregor played what grown-up A.A. Milne character? Number five. Question number six, what country is the furthest southeastern border to Mexico? Number six, what country is the furthest southeastern border to Mexico? Number six. Question number seven, a Jewish character named Jessica says love is blind in what Shakespearean play? Number seven, a Jewish character named Jessica says love is blind in what Shakespeare play? Number seven. Question number eight, what four-letter word means the process of flowing in or flowing out? Number 8, what four-letter word means the process of flowing in or flowing out? Question number 9, what network aired 21 Jump Street from 1987 to 1991? Number 9, what network was 21 Jump Street on? Number 9. And your last question of today's quiz, what state known as the Equality State was the first to give women the right to vote and hold office? Number 10, what state, the Equality State, was the first to give women the right to vote and to hold office? All right, those are the questions for today's Confidence Round episode. Let's see how you did with the answers in just one sound effect second. We are back with the answers to today's Confidence Round quiz. Again, we'll be doing these all week long, so if you had a good time with these totally random questions, be on the lookout for 40 more questions over the next 4 days. Question number 1, what MLB team plays their games at SunTrust Park? That was the Atlanta Braves. Number 1, the Atlanta Braves. I'm not a baseball fan, but I might have been able to guess that one based on, where wrestling events take place near and things like that. Number 2, winning an Oscar for The Miracle Worker, Patty Duke offered what quick two-word speech? She said, "Thank you." They should all say that, right? Wouldn't that just make things a lot quicker? They go up, get the award, you go, "Thank you," and then you leave. Number 3, Dionysus was known as the party god and the god of what beverage? Wine. That's what I was looking for. The god of wine. I feel like that would be like a rom-com with Julia Roberts, like the god of wine. I'd watch it. Number 4, Tom Stenberg founded what office supply store? He founded Staples. And he used to sell Staples out of the trunk of his car in the 40s. That's not true. I couldn't even try and improvise something funny for that. But you get what I'm talking about. Number 4, Tom Stenberg, Staples. Number 5, in 2018, Ewan McGregor played what grown-up A.A. Milne character? That was Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin in the world of Winnie the Pooh. That movie's on Netflix if you want to stream it. I heard it's kind of depressing. And I don't think it was a big fan favorite at the box office, but I'd still watch it. Who doesn't love Pooh? Number 6, what country is the furthest southeastern border to Mexico? That is the country of Belize. Number 6, Belize. Can you Belize it? Number 7, a Jewish character named Jessica says love is blind in what Shakespeare play? That is The Merchant of Venice. Pound of Flesh is from that, right? Pound of Flesh for your face or something. Number 7, Merchant of Venice. Number 8, what four-letter word means the process of flowing in or flowing out? People were mad about this one at the live nights, I remember. I think I took this question from Jeopardy, and their answer was flux, F-L-U-X, so like in flux. And people put tide, they put flow, and the answer I was looking for was flux, according to Alex Trebek and the gang. Number 9, what network aired 21 Jump Street from 1987 to 1991? The answer was Fox. I had no idea about that one. I would have definitely guessed like NBC or ABC or something, but it was Fox, which is kind of interesting because when I think of Fox in those early 90s, late 80s shows, I always think of like Simpsons, Married with Children, and that's it. You know, like 90210 and stuff like that. But it's interesting that 21 Jump Street was on for those 4 years. And it's such a revered show. And they made those movies a couple years back that were pretty good with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. Number 10, what state known as the Equality State was the first to give women the right to vote and hold office? This was a shocking one too. Wyoming is the state in question. Wyoming is known as the Equality State. And a lot of people don't realize that, even though a ton of people don't live there, that it was the first to do those things. So Wyoming was the answer. How many did you get out of 10? How many points did you get out of 55? Again, when you're playing along with these, if you want to do it for funsies, some people like the math nerdery of doing this. You write down all your answers. You rank them 1 through 10. 10's the highest, 1's the lowest. You have to use each number one time in the ranking process. And, you give the 10 to the thing you definitely know is the most right, because then you'll get the most points for that answer if you're right. If you ranked them all and got them all right, that's a max of 55 points. So sometimes people ace these rounds. Sometimes they miss a few. Sometimes they are big bombs that destroy the entire integrity of the night because of how people just don't know these random things. But maybe you do, and maybe you'll like the rest of this week. Again, just a little experiment to get some random trivia in your ears. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to play along easier, one of the rewards over on my Patreon page is some answer sheets from my live trivia nights, which are perfect for episodes like this with 10 or 11 questions. And you can kind of just write your answers on the answer lines, and you can use those to battle against your friends or your spouse or your partner, whatever you want to do. And check that out. I think that's over at the $10 level. I send you a packet of 25 answer sheets with every rewards box that I send out per month. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.